Our customers call on our phone line. The number is 715-369-2498. Just place their order over the phone. We take their credit or debit card over the phone. And that way there's no cash handling or passing cards back and forth, debit or credit cards. We can punch it in on our machine, and that's how they pay for it. And then we just have a little order form written up, and we get their drink order, whatever it might be, and make their drinks. And we ask what their car looks like, and they pull in the back, and we run it out to them.
I was talking to Sandy Buss, who bought the Briar House 2 years ago, on the porch of her coffee shop in Rhinelander. She told me it takes at least two people working to make the operation flow.
We try to keep it to the same person running the drinks out, so there's just one person kind of going out to the cars, and every time we come back in, we, you know, hand sanitize, wash our hands, even though we're really not touching anything, you know.
Here's what it sounds like on the inside. Instead of going into Briar House, I wiped down my audio recorder with disinfectant and asked Sandy to take it inside. I asked her why she made the call to stop in-person visits to her shop days before the state mandated it.
I just wasn't feeling comfortable with the amount of interaction that we have. We're a pretty high traffic shop with a lot of people coming in. It's kind of close quarters. We handle, obviously, a lot of cash. I wasn't feeling comfortable about that for either my employees or my customers. I just didn't like the feeling of that. I felt it would be safer if we could avoid that. So that's when we decided to go to the curbside only.
And how's business been? You were telling me it's been all right. It's been cranking.
Yeah, it's actually been pretty steady. I am so, so grateful for all of our, you know, loyal, regular customers. Especially, a lot of them have been purchasing prepaid cards, so every time they call, they don't have to give us their credit card. They can just purchase, you know, 5 or 10 drinks ahead of time. They mostly get the same thing every time, so we just ring that up, and we have a little punch card. We're keeping their loyalty cards along with their prepaid cards, so every time they buy a drink, we punch their loyalty card, keep it inside. If they fill it up, we'll tell them, hey, today you get a free one, and then...
You've owned Briar House here for 2 years. To your knowledge, either while you've been here or prior, has Briar House ever had anything like this, carry out to the curb type service?
Not that I'm aware of. I don't think so. We're a pretty busy shop, so I don't know that we could do this without being shut down on the inside because it's just so busy at the counter. So not that I know of, but it's working well, and some people might be getting kind of used to it.
It's got to feel a little bit odd because coffee shops in general and Briar House in particular, you know, people, it's more than just the coffee a lot of times, right? It's a social place. It's a gathering place.
Absolutely.
To talk. And is there an odd feeling about that, having it different?
Yeah, it is. As a matter of fact, a few of our customers were really sad about that. Of course, they totally understood why we were doing it, but we're just sad that they weren't going to have that interaction that they do. A lot of the people in the morning are here at the same time, so they see the same people every day, and us. So it was a big change. However, we're kind of having fun running out to people's cars. I mean, we still get to see them then for a second, and we were kind of joking that some of the people that are in line actually had their cars in line out in the parking lot, so it was a different kind of line, but they were still here at the same time. They were waving to each other from their cars, so it was kind of fun.
Are you and your staff mentally prepared for the prospect that this could be more than a couple of weeks, like this could be the normal for potentially months?
Yeah, I don't know if anybody can be prepared for that. We know that there's the possibility it could go on for a long time. We know that that's a possibility that we could be totally shut down at some point. We're just taking it a day at a time and doing what we can to keep rolling.